Ever wonder how tiny Iceland created their own powerful Wall Street? An entire nation, without immediate experience or even distant memory of high finance, had gazed upon the example of Wall Street and said, "We can do that." For a brief moment, it appeared that they could. In 2003, Iceland's three biggest banks had assets of only a few billion dollars, about 100% of its gross domestic product. Over the next 3.5 years, they grew to over $140 billion. It was, as one economist put it, the most rapid expansion of a banking system in the history of mankind. At the same time, in part because the banks were also lending Icelanders money to buy stocks and real estate, the value of Icelandic stocks and real estate went through the roof. From 2003 to 2007, while the U.S. stock market was doubling, the Icelandic stock market multiplied by 9 times. Reykjavik real estate prices tripled. By 2006, the average Icelandic family was 3 times as wealthy as it had been in 2003. And virtually all of this new wealth was one way or another tied to the new investment banking industry. Ragnar Arnason, a professor of fishing economics at the University of Iceland, watch students flee the economics of fishing for the economics of money. He said, everyone was learning Black Scholes, the option pricing model. The schools of engineering and math were offering courses on financial engineering. We had hundreds and hundreds of people studying finance. This in a country the size of Kentucky, but with fewer citizens than Greater Peoria, Illinois. Peoria, Illinois doesn't have global financial institutions, or a university devoting itself to training many hundreds of financiers, or its own currency. And yet, the world was taking Iceland seriously.